Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
A man shall be satisfied, how? With good, how? By the fruit of his mouth. So important, friend. What if you're saying, you know, some people, even in this place, prayed in the nighttime, God, I am so miserable. I'm so dissatisfied. I'm so unhappy in this situation. I'm so unhappy. You will not eat good like that. You want to eat good? You want to be satisfied? What must you do? The fruit of your mouth must be speaking towards it. You may be in emotional pain. You may be in such discomfort. But out of your mouth, you got to say, God will satisfy me. God is bringing me into the right place for my life. He's revealing his plan to me and his wisdom. He's adding to me all that I need. And I will be satisfied. And I will be complete. And I'll wind up perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now you talk like that night and day. Listen, friends, do not talk about what you don't know, what you don't have, what you can't do. Don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. Sow your seed and then talk about what you're going to have. And what you're going to be able to do, right?
Yes.
Talk about what you know, and in that light, more light will come.
Amen.
Check yourself. Now, if you catch yourself talking about what you don't have, you're dissatisfied. I don't have this. I don't have that. We don't have this. It only breeds more discontent, and it ministers darkness to you. A cloud brings confusion.
Yes.
Don't talk about what you don't know, what you don't have, what you can't do. Because what does the Bible say? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We've been given all things that pertain unto life and godliness. All things are ours. Right? I have the mind of Christ. I have the unction of the Holy One. I know what to do. I'll do the right thing. He's ordering my steps. He's leading me. He's guiding me.
Yes.
See, talk that night and day and you will eat good and you will be satisfied from the fruit of your mouth. Hallelujah. Anything that's not right in your life, start talking right about it. Start talking good over it. It'll affect the change. He also said in verse 18, there is that speaks like the piercings of a sword. Are there words that cut people? That go through them like a knife? Can, you know, people say, well, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's not a scripture and it's not true. Words can hurt. They can pierce like a sword. But the tongue of the what? Now let you stop right here. What kind of person is piercing people with words?
Fool.
A fool. Just says anything and don't think about how it's going to affect people or how it's going to hurt them. Wise person. The tongue of the wise is what? Just like words can pierce people and hurt them, a good word can heal. I'm not talking about preachers now only. This is not a preacher verse. This is for anybody that'll be wise. You can develop in putting faith and love into your words to the point where you can look at somebody and smile and say a kind word and literally healing comes into them. Without any fanfare, without even touching them. You're not praying for them. God will show you the right thing to say at the right time. Another verse in here says that right word, it's like apples of gold in pitchers of silver.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's the perfect word for that situation, for that time. Is life.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It can bring healing. I was telling somebody the other day, early in our embarking into aviation in the ministry, which is a substantial undertaking, I had a little single engine airplane. And the Lord dealt with me to sow seed and believe for a jet. It seemed impossible that I could even have money to put gas in it. Much less have one. And he also dealt with me that it could be a tool for me to assist Brother Hagin. Well, his ministry is huge. I'm his helper. It didn't sound reasonable. And over the course of the next few months, they got a plane. Well, it sounds even more far-fetched now. They got a nice one. This was years ago. Well, I was riding one day in the jump seat of Brother Mac Hammond of Living Word, you know, Minneapolis. And we've been, Phyllis and myself, and he and Miss Lynn been friends a long time, and ministered in their church many times. And I hadn't told anybody. That's another thing about wisdom, won't tell just anybody about your plans and your heart. But something came up in me, and he was an ace pilot in the war and owned his own freight company with airplanes. You're talking about knowing aviation. He knows aviation. Been in it for decades and decades. And I told him, I thought he might tell me, you know, well, you know, in 10 years or 20 years, you might do this or that. I said, you know, I got it on my heart, sow seed and step from where I am to a jet. He looked at me. He said, Keith, you can have anything you can believe for. Anything. That didn't pierce me. That didn't knock my dream out. Are you with me now? Now see, here's a man who understands what it takes to do this kind of thing. He could have said, okay, Keith, man, brother, you know, get you a little twin and fly that for 10 years and maybe you can step up to a turboprop and then maybe, you know, cause you got to learn how to fly this thing yourself. And it's just, there's so many reasons why it shouldn't work. But he just looks at me and says, Keith, you can have anything you can believe for. It ministered health to me. It ministered strength. When he said that, I thought, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Quit thinking about what it's going to take to do it. Yes, I can. So I begin actively, aggressively speaking to myself and saying, it's coming. It's coming. I'll have it. I went to school and got trained on it when I didn't have it. And here it came. It's less than 2 years. It was sitting in the hangar, paid for. And one cold night, about 2 a.m, the phone rang. Brother Hagin. He said, Keith. I said, yes, sir. He said, you said if I ever need that plane to call. I said, yes, sir. Well, ours broke down up here in Indianapolis. I said, I'll be there as soon as I can. It was cold, it was late, but I was thrilled. I was so thrilled, I thought, oh, glory to God. I get to go pick up Brother Hagin. I ripped up there, threw the door open and said, let's go home. And there was another time I got to take him to do a TV thing at TBN, another thing, you know, that worked. God knows what he's talking about. Right? But there are junctures in people's life where the discouraging word is the last thing they need to hear. Man, it looks so big to them already that a piercing word and a hurtful word, never let the enemy use you to help destroy somebody's dream. Maybe you know all kind of reasons that why they shouldn't do it that they don't know. Maybe you know all kind of stuff, but do you say everything you know?
No.
I'm sure Brother Mac could have wrote a book on why I shouldn't do that. But he was spiritual enough to ignore all that and realize I didn't just ask him off the top of my head that I'd prayed about it. Right? And encourage me. And put something into me. The Bible said, don't let any corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Just that which is good to the use of
edifying,
building up, that it may minister grace to the hearers. See, that's what God intends, that we control ourselves, we control our tongues, and we watch what comes out of our mouth, and we become skilled in every situation to know what, to look to the Holy Ghost and know what to say that'll just boost people. It'll just strengthen them. It'll just quicken them, whether in a little way or a big way or something in between. But it never tears them down and it never takes out. It always edifies, builds up. Can you say amen?
Amen.
A wise person speaks like this every day of their life. Hallelujah. Skip down to the 13th chapter. Can you take some more?
Yes.
13:3. He that keeps his mouth keeps his life. You must say, well, Brother Keith, do you have to watch everything you say? No, the next part deals with that. He that opens wide his lips, you can say anything you want to, shall have what?
Destruction.
Destruction. Destruction. Let's see. Skip down to 15 for time's sake. 15. Verse 1, a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Is there a difference in how you say something?
Yes.
Oh, you can say exactly the same thing, but just change your tone and get a completely different response. Can't you? And see, that's wisdom. Wisdom is not just knowing, you know, knowledge. Maybe you know what to say, what needs to be said. Understanding, maybe you understand why it needs to be said. But wisdom knows when to say it and how.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Words of the Wise, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1602E. That's R-1602E. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.